H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Let go.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the king, fam. Woo. Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it, no.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios.
That part right there.
Overlooking Atlantic Station. Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. We are in the lovely ATL where we get armed robbed on Sundays. Literally armed robbery. Thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports show on radio. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. Trust me when I tell you, and if this is your first time listening to the show, shame on you, but we do appreciate it. And since this is your first time listening to the show, let me introduce my crew, because y'all don't even know who we are. As I said, I'm your humble host, H.O. from Bankhead, and to my left, I got the diamond of the crew.
The jewel of sports is in the building.
Bling!
What up, crew?
What up?
What's up, Jewel?
What up, ATL? I'm going to eat some crow real quick before we start this show. Because in our first show before the NFL season really started, I said Eddie Lacy was going to do something. But Fatty Lacy ain't doing nothing this year. He just giving me goose eggs in fantasy. He is garbage. Wow. I'm eating crow. Anyway, what up, y'all?
What's up? And my main man from Memphis, Tennessee, the analyst, the professor of the crew, sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. What up, man?
What's up, big homie? What up, crew?
What up?
What's up, ATL?
Yes,
we
sir.
In the building.
Yes.
And since we all doing these mea culpa things, you remember what I said about Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Oh, really?
Thank you very much.
I was waiting on that.
I can't believe. But, you know, going to play in that dome. Syracuse is hard to play in that dome for some reason, man.
Yeah.
But you still had to handle your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still Syracuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's still Syracuse. Exactly.
So good point, D.
All that other stuff. You're like, oh, yeah. Nah, just
Don't even worry about it.
Forget all that. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And, of course, the champion football of the world. We call him the coach, Mr. D. Will. What up, DZ?
What's happening, then? What up, crew?
What's happening, D?
What up, G? Head nod.
ATL,
what's happening? Let's do it, man. I don't got nothing to say. I ain't eating crow, nothing. I'm always right.
Boy, always right.
Hey, one thing we can count on is that they going to play college football on Saturday.
Yeah.
And Alabama going to whoop somebody.
We go whoop somebody.
It just is what it is.
Oh, actually,
they might
as
well be number one and number two and number three.
I do got something to say.
Okay.
And you sound like Drake. I got something to say.
I need my main man, Victor Hill, Slick Money, a.k.a. Rain Man, to call in tonight.
Yeah, that part right there. He should do that.
I need you on the phone tonight.
Yeah, he should do that.
It is 404-603-8770.
I guess I can scratch that off then. Billy Miller is on Facebook Live. I got Billy Miller. Please stay tuned. We're going to talk about Houston and later on in the show. But this got to be the best time of the year. And that being said, the question of the day, which are you enjoying the most? College football or NFL thus far? That's going to be the question of the day. Or in baseball, if you like baseball, of course, because everything is going on right now. Baseball is ending. College football, NFL, and basketball will be starting in 1 week.
Damn, too hype.
So I hope and I pray, and I mean this with all sincerity, I hope all of your relationships are tight. Because it is actually sports season.
Yes, it is.
It is.
So all that doing the yard on the weekend and not, you better do it during the week.
No, you better pay somebody.
That too.
That part right there.
Leave the money under the flower pot.
Yep.
And all of that. But thanks for tuning in again. That's my crew. If you want to follow us, please. We are on social media, and you can follow us on all platforms at
SRT Radio.
And if you want to call in the show, D. Will just gave you the phone number, 404-603-8770. Call in. Let us know how you feel. Got a great show for you today. Baseball is ending, and boy, I tell you, silencing some bats, I tell you. I would just say that the city of Cleveland is having fun.
Too much fun right now.
That's all I'm going to say for that. On the show tonight, we got the Hot 5 at 8. Also, we have the roundtable discussion, and that's going to be hot. College football game balls. We talking about JT Barrett. I got an email saying, y'all ain't talking about the right quarterback. Y'all talking about all the other quarterbacks. How can you lead JT off? Okay, well, we're going to let Hancock explain how good this quarterback is.
Tell him to play somebody.
For real, though.
We'll talk about
look,
you.
Look, I got a little more respect for Wisconsin, though. Yeah. I didn't, but I do now.
Exactly. And also, we're talking about the Big 12. They may owe some folks some apologies for what they said they were going to do, and it's not going to go down. So, Billy Miller, stay tuned for that. And it's going to be a great show. And with that being said, let's get to that Hot 5 at 8.
It's time for the SRT Hot 5, the hottest 5 stories of the week.
Hot 5 at 8, sponsored by Smart Shield Security. If you need home security, please call our friends at Smart Shield Security. Plan starts at $14.95. Please give them a call, 404-590-3996, or you can visit the website SmartShieldSecurity.com for special rebates and special plans. Question number one. What everything is in. WNBA is, the ratings got to be up.
These are some good games. I told you they would be.
Now, before I ask this question, I'm going to ask the listeners, please don't judge me. Because Monday, I was watching WNBA.
Me too.
So, it's what we do.
Yeah.
So, the first question, Tiff.
Yes, sir.
The Sparks.
Yeah.
Co-owner Magic Johnson had a chance to finish the series in L.A. Because they stole one in Minnesota.
They did.
But they lost.
They had Kobe Bryant in the building and everything, yo.
Are the Sparks done now?
Yes. I told you this was going 5 games. When your backs are against the wall, your superstars are going to show up. Maya Moore is that deal. She is experienced. She's got 3 rings under her belt. And in that game 4, she made plays when they needed to be made. She had 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. If that ain't balling, I don't know what is.
On the road.
On the road. I'm saying, though. So the Sparks messed up. You stole that game in Minnesota game 1. You were supposed to close it out and win on your home court in game 4. Now you done messed up. It's going back to Minnesota, and they are not about to let you win that championship on their court. It's not about to happen.
All right, Hand.
Was that a 10-second, 8-second violation, backcourt violation, in your estimation? Because that was a key play. See, I know you think I didn't watch some, but I watched some of the game myself.
Well, the disclaimer is for all of us, too.
Yeah,
but the women don't have 8 seconds.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
thought they had 10.
No, they got 8.
They moved it to 8.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't. That ball was not from
I'm already peed about the refereeing from Sunday. So we can probably go all in. We've already talked about
it. We're going to get to the NFL, I'm
yeah,
sure.
We're
going
to get to
the NFL.
I'm just
asking. That was a crucial.
It was an 8-second play.
That was a crucial play.
To Tiff's point, Candace Parker went 4-for-14.
Yeah.
Hurt him.
And she only had like 1 point in like a crucial period of time that she needed to score.
6 minutes left in the game, she only scored 1 free throw.
Yeah. And then she had to call the foul.
But it was an 8-second violation.
Exactly.
It was an 8-second violation.
That should have been a turnover, right?
But I don't know if that was going to decide the game, though.
That might not decide the game, but it gave them a possession with, what was the score at that time?
It was close.
Yeah.
It was real close. Yeah,
it was 69-67.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it was real close.
Anything can happen. I'm just saying. It's basketball. It's right. What's happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to put replay in everything.
Right. No.
But I was just saying that was a key spot.
Exactly. All right. Question number two.
Is it rigged?
Point.
Question number two.
Here you go. Big H-O. All right, now, my cubbies, don't talk about them too bad when I ask you this question.
Okay.
But they got down 2-1, and they are in a must-win, and people are already saying they about to lose and not go to the World Series. So what you got on that?
All right, first of all, close your ears. This is the most, if there's anything as a must-win, the Cubs have to win. Tonight.
Yeah.
You know why?
Kershaw.
Because if they go down 3-1, who pitches in L.A.?
Kershaw.
On the fifth game to close out?
Kershaw. Clayton. And it's going to be over.
But the only thing is, he has not been automatic in the postseason.
But he's finding his stride right now.
Go ahead, G. You want to say something?
Well, I don't know if it's like the best idea. If they put out Kershaw, I mean, that might be good for the Cubs because they've been putting him in relief. Mm-hmm. He's thrown like 300 pitches in like the last 10 days.
But in this last game that he did, he's finding his stride in the last game that he played in.
I think he's on a mission. I think he's really taking this as his chance to shine.
Yeah.
He wants to come through this.
He wants him to play in that game five.
He hasn't done it.
Yes.
Because if they finish him off in game five,
yes,
he starts game one and he can pitch three games.
Yep.
So, and they're in L.A.
Yeah.
And
he gonna pull over her shot.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Now this is the thing that has happened. With the Cubs winning 103 games this year, how do you get shut out two of the games
back
in the playoffs?
Back.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up right now. When the bats ain't touching that ball, they ain't touching the ball.
You go 3-10, you're a Hall of Famer. Sometimes the bats just go silent.
Yeah.
That's Toronto.
Yeah, I mean they do.
Really do.
I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes, I mean, to hit a baseball at that distance, mm-hmm, is one of the most difficult things to do in sports. Mm-hmm. And we talk about baseball as not being exciting or whatever, but when you're in that box and somebody's bringing it up there, you're not, you know, it's 94 this time. Then it's an 89-mile-an-hour breaking pitch.
And it's moving.
Yeah, and it's moving. Then he's going to throw one under your chin. Then he's going to paint the corner. So, I mean, all in all, that little, what, is it one and a half seconds that you got to react time?
Yeah. Something
like
yeah.
That's tough, man.
All right. All right, question number three. Hancock.
I love it. Get you a bat.
Exactly.
Get you a bat. We're going to buy one for Christmas.
Exactly. Even after the Falcons got robbed, do you still think?
Boy, that's a biased question.
Right. Like, Even after the Falcons got robbed.
That's what you call leading.
Yeah, you got to lead.
You just going to throw it out there like that?
Ain't that what it said on the paper?
Yeah. Leading.
Who wrote the paper?
My man.
Who created this paper?
Okay. All right.
That's a leading question.
Even after the Falcons lost Sunday on robbery, do you still think the Falcons are top five team in the NFL?
We was robbed.
We was robbed. I mean, they had been armed out.
Look, man, I got to give it to the Falcons, man, because they showed something in the second half that they have not shown in a long time.
True that.
They showed some resilience. Mm-hmm. They got hit in the mouth. Matt, for that loss and the way Matt Ryan played, I have more respect for Matt Ryan in a loss than I have had for him his entire career. Because they were busting his butt.
They really were.
And I can recall one play where they got in his face after they hit him. And he looked right at him and said, oh, I'm here.
Start talking trash.
Yeah. And I said, Matt Ryan. I said, that's Matt Ryan. That's what I'm talking about. That was better than get off my field. After you get hit in the face and you get back up and say, I'm still here, and then the second half come out and do it?
Yeah, he was taking it.
IG.
They was drilling him.
I just had a question about that question. Was it sponsored by Morton or Lari's? That was salty.
Salty. Throw some sea salt on that.
Actually, it was sponsored by Nature Seasons.
Okay. You had some more flavor in
there. No, accent salt.
Accent.
But your question was, are they still top five? I think so right now. You know,
not a doubt.
But the thing is, you got to keep it going. And it's going to be so hard because the offense – that offense has to cover for some deficiencies. You just lost another player, and they got a task this weekend coming in. Because Phillip Rivers throwing from the time they land the plane. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest. He lets it go. So, that defense has to get better, and it's shown some signs. And that's what they have to continue to do. If that defense can just come up with a few key stops,
yeah. The
way the offense plays, they look pretty good to me, gotcha. Honestly.
Cool. TT, we're going to talk about that punch that Devontae took on the sideline. Trust me, we're going to talk about it when we get into our NFL roundtable discussion. So hang tight. Question number 4, throwing a little basketball in it.
Yes.
D-Will loves it. I already know who to throw this to. There have been trade rumors about LaMarcus Aldridge already swirling. The season haven't even started.
Haven't even started.
Give me your thoughts real quick. Give me a minute on this. It's good.
And everybody's like, LaMarcus Aldridge, how him? Of all players on that roster, you're like, how him? You would understand anybody except him and Kawhi. But you know what I say? What's the package? What are you offering me? Mm-hmm. All right? Because losing Tim Duncan, they're looking for a replacement. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking in that front office, they're seeing LaMarcus isn't it. Mm-hmm. It's something in the front office that's telling them he's not going to be there for us longevity. He's not going to be that deal. So my thing is, what's the package? What you got for me to get him? Because hands down, he's one of the top 20 players in the league. One of the top 3 or 4 power forwards in the league. Mm-hmm. He can do it all. He can score, rebound, and do it. But what are you giving up to get him from me? Because mm-hmm. I need something. Mm-hmm. So my point is, before you even play the season, and he doesn't have the season that he needs to have, why not make the move? Because they know they're not competing with Golden State. With that roster, how it's constructed right now, you're not competing with Golden State. So I'm going to ask a question back. What's the package?
And one other thing I see on that is that what's different about San Antonio that we haven't seen in all the years?
Let's talk about that.
But just one quick question.
Okay.
The nucleus.
Yeah, it's gone.
The homegrown.
It's gone.
You look and they got people coming in from other rosters. That's not the Spurs way.
Nope. They take
D-League people.
Exactly. They build from the farm league.
Yes. Is it that they lost some of their developmental people as far as coaching? Because we have been looking at Simmons. Mm-hmm. We have been looking for him to kind of
He had a better year last year, though. Yeah. He had a better year. He stepped up, but
because I was bumping for him for free agency.
Yeah, you were.
You know, with the Hawks for a minute, because if that's going to be the thing. But the one thing I will say, we're going to move on to question 5, is could Pau Gasol help? Because what I'm reading is when he plays center and they have to put Kawhi power forward to get the defensive efficiency that they're looking for. And Aldridge is just not a center defensively.
He's not a center, period.
Right.
All right. You can plug him into the position, but as his skill set has nothing to say center.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. They are not the same Spurs.
Nope. No, they're not.
Tim Duncan was old and didn't give you anything, but defensively, he gave you a center.
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, G.
Well, you can also consider LaMarcus Aldridge offensively, because his game is kind of like was considered like antiquated. Like he shoots mid-range jumpers.
Yeah.
He wants to play from the post, but the way the Spurs have been playing the last few years, it's a lot of ball movement and looking for open threes.
LaMarcus Aldridge, I agree. LaMarcus Aldridge is a ball stopper.
He got to have the ball.
Now, one thing I will say, whatever the package is, he's only making $80 million.
Did you just say only? Yeah.
He said only. Hey,
but we're talking NBA
only.
Money. We're talking NBA money.
I'm just saying.
But it just sounds funny saying only in front of 80 mil. You make it only 80 mil. Like it's $80. Like it's $80.
He probably do got it in the sofa.
Exactly. All right, question number 5. Reports say the Big 12 will stay with 10 teams. Is this a passage that Tom Herman will be out of Houston? Should we start singing our lullabies for Tom Herman leaving Houston? Hancock, you go first.
Okay. There was a song back in about 88, somewhere in there. The Funky Dreads sung it.
Okay.
Back to life, back to reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Houston going back to life, back to reality.
Yep.
All that good times is over because they're going to stay a group of five team. They didn't get a chance to go be big, the Power Five.
Thanks to Texas.
So, not just Texas, the Big 12. But you know what was behind all this was that the Big 12 was going to expand, right?
Mm-hmm. They wanted okay. to.
They didn't expand because the TV contracts said that we will give you more money if you stay like you are rather than expand and bring in the likes of Connecticut or Memphis and all those teams, because if they're in the TV package and they put those teams on in the evening, who's going to watch?
Exactly.
So what happens is they told them, we'll pay you all a little more money rather than have to pay them $25 million per team plus your $25 million. See what I'm saying? So they saved money and kept the product to where you had teams that people might want to watch. So that was behind the scenes. That's what came out, is that the Fox said because of the contracts that Texas had and that the ACC had, you know, when whoever came into the conference, they got a bump just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what would have happened. So to save money and to make the product better, stay at 10. We'll pay you this money. We'll save money by instead of paying these other teams $25 million, they saved over $100 million.
Couldn't say it better by the professor. Hold on, D-Wood.
All money.
What do you think that it opens up for, like the AAC, the American Athletic Conference? That's what Houston's in, right? Like they're trying to get into the power, like make be part of that Power Five, like make it a Power Six. Do you think it opens it up, or is that the only chance that Houston has of keeping Tom Herman?
What happened is now the Big 12 is in trouble.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They might be disbanded
exactly.
here soon.
Exactly.
They might not have a Big 12.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, that looks like where we're headed.
All
to
roads
be honest
lead
with
to it. But since we're making music references, mine is, nah, hey. Goodbye, because Tom Herman is on the midnight train. He on the first thing smoking.
Yep.
All right, because for one, they can't pay him. For two, he's the hottest coach
in America.
All right. Here's what I didn't know. Well, I knew it, but I didn't know this part. I knew Georgia only interviewed one person for the job. Kirby Smart was their only interview because they knew who they wanted. Did you know Tom Herman reached out to Georgia about the job, and they didn't even talk to him?
Now, that I did know.
I did not know that.
He reached out to them
about
the job, and they didn't talk to him. So now, I know we're going to get into this a little later. Wow. With the way Georgia's going, and Tom Herman.
Well, let me just say this. Let me make this reference to Facebook Live and all the listeners. There is nowhere on radio or TV right now at 8:24 that you can get this kind of information.
Nope.
Probably you can read it.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna get it like we just gave it to you. And that's it for the Hot Five at 8. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. That's why we call it hot. Is there any way we can play Armed Robbery by...
Stop it.
He ain't gonna let that go. He is not.
Uh-oh. I got a... He is risen from the dead. And...
Slick Money.
Yes. Rain
hey,
Man.
Tell him we gotta go to a sports update and we'll be right back.
Tom Herman
sports
of Tennessee.
Sports update, Jewel of Sports. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT Show. Major League Baseball update. The Cleveland Indians advanced to the World Series, beating the Toronto Blue Jays in the series 3-0. They are AL champs. They are the fourth AL Central team to reach the World Series since 1997. College football news for you. Oklahoma Sooners fans, your favorite running back, P. Ryan, he pulled a leg muscle in Saturday's game against Kansas State, and the injury will have him sidelined for at least 2 weeks. Purdue has fired their head coach, Daryl Hazel, after 4 seasons with the team. He wasn't very great after his first three seasons. His record was 6-30. He had the worst winning percentage in school history with .188. He was in the middle of a 6-year deal with a salary of $2 million a year.
Mm.
So, yeah, they had to let that go. The wide receiver coach is now the interim coach. NFL news for you. Ben Roethlisberger, as you may know, he tore his meniscus in the loss to Miami. He had surgery on Monday. It was not a full repair, so he only will be out 4 to 6 weeks. So no fear, Steelers fans. He will be back, but I'm not playing him in fantasy. Cincinnati Bengals dirty player Vontaze Burfict. He always likes to late hit people, and they reviewed his late hits in the game against the Patriots, and he got fined $75,000 for stepping on LeGarrette Blount's ankle. And they were looking at his late hit on Bennett, but they said it wasn't enough evidence to basically suspend him. So everybody watch out, NFL, because Burfict, he want to knock you out. Dak Prescott broke the record for most pass attempts without an interception to start a career.
Yes.
His streak ended at 176. He beat Tom Brady's record at 162. Shout out to Dak for that. He and Ezekiel Elliott was the first rookie in NFL history to rush for at least 130 yards in four straight games. And he's second for most rushing yards in his first six career games with 703 rushing yards. And that's behind the great Eric Dickerson, 787. Wow. And that's a wrap on your first sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on WWE AM 1100.
Now, we know, great job, by the way, Cleveland Indians, shout out to you, beat Toronto. Toronto led the league in home runs and batting average. And they actually had three shutouts.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Indians had a 1.7 on run average in the series. That's crazy.
Game one in a World Series will be ring ceremony night for the Cavaliers. How about that?
That's awesome.
Another nugget.
That's pretty awesome.
I'll tell you what. But I do want to say that we do our game balls every week, and we know Roethlisberger will not get a game ball this week.
That's a negative.
That's a negative. But when we get back, we got our Power 10, SRT Power 10, and we also got that college roundtable discussion. Man, you listen to the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew each and every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keep it locked.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Come one, come all. Ghosts and ghouls of all ages. Enjoy the ghastly delights of over 35 rides within Lake Winnipeg's Spooka.
Step inside. Witness Halloween fantasy and your bleakest nightmares. Twisted Fun, Friday and Saturday night, 6 to 11 p.m. and Sundays, October 23rd and 30th, 5 to 10 p.m. It's fearful fun just for you. In our center ring of chaos, horrifying terrors of the new fear grounds await brave souls, wicked clowns, maniacal mysteries, and frights from the darkest shadows that'll make you scream.
With delight.
Step right up and save $2 every Friday and Saturday and Sunday, October 23rd and 30th, with a coupon from Area McDonald's. Want to know more? Call 877-525-3946 or visit lakewinnie.com. Lake Winnipeg Spooka, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Get spooky.
SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to daylife and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWE 1100 AM. Forget everything you've read in the polls. It's time for the SRT Power 10.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. We're coming to you live from the sports studios here, the SRT Sports Studios.
Yeah.
There it is. I'm bringing you the Power 10, sponsored by the SRT crew. Coming in at number 10, and I'm sorry I don't have the points this week. I'm slipping on my pimping. Wisconsin coming in at 10. Baylor comes in at number 9. We have Nebraska coming in at number 8. At number seven, we have the LSU. I'm sorry, the Louisville Cardinals. At number six, we have the Texas A&M Aggies. At number five, we have the Washington Huskies. At number four, we have the Michigan Wolverines. At number three, we have the Clemson Tigers. And at number two, we have the Ohio State University. And again, for what, the seventh week in a row, coming in at number one, this time a unanimous number one.
Finally.
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hey, I reeled him in.
Yeah, you did.
I reeled him in.
That gives you, that ends your Power 10, SRT Power 10 for this week. Tune in next week to see how we do.
Don't make me change my mind.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. Look at him, y'all. Look at him on Facebook Live. Look at him.
All right, anybody that we can think of need to be off, out? Do we agree?
My opinion, those bottom
feeders.
Yeah.
8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
Is a coin toss.
Me too. I'm with that.
Like, they're so irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And how does Michigan
Stop hating in the final four. Stop hating.
How?
Because they ain't losing. And
they're
playing good.
They're playing nobody. But they're not playing good.
But they're playing good enough to be winning these games.
They're
They are playing good. They're not playing great. They are playing good football.
But I'm saying to be in the top four, I think I need you to be great.
Okay, they're not going to be Alabama.
I mean, look behind them. Louisville's only played, one game. Florida State didn't show up.
Right.
Well, that's two games, though. Florida State still Florida State.
One and a half.
They was number three.
You said one and a half.
They just bombed them, man. They got that Alabama treatment. Like, a team is good until they run up against us and we
one
get a half.
One and eight.
Yeah.
One like, and eight.
So it's not an eight. Florida State, they looking better now.
One and three quarters.
See? But, yeah, man.
They got a game ball last week.
They got a
Man, they still.
That don't mean nothing to him right
He's
now.
He's upset. He's upset.
There are standards that you got to have.
Look at right. G.
And when you don't play up to your standards, to me, Florida State just an average football
Go
team.
Go ahead, G.
Well, who's at number 10?
Number 10 is the Wisconsin Badgers.
Okay, like, I didn't have them in my top 10 because I can't give them, like, there are no moral victories.
Yep. I'm with you, G.
There just aren't any. Yeah, you lost your two losses are to Michigan and Ohio State, but I don't like that. I can't give them credit for
Look,
that.
In the
you
AP
lost.
Poll,
you still lost.
In the AP poll, Florida State's still 13th. Mm-hmm. How?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
They don't look bad
these
the last
things
couple weeks.
I'm saying.
Well, also in the coaches poll, the top 10 remained unchanged for
see,
the week.
My thing
and
is, though, why? My question is, when somebody has a bye week, why do you still get shuffled during the bye week? That's kind of unfair. Yeah. Like, you didn't say, I want a bye week. They made you have a bye week.
Yeah. My thing is, right where I am right now is with Clemson. Clemson has not played to the level they should play.
And they should have lost this last weekend.
And they, exactly.
That kicker needed to be kicked off that team.
Louisville had a sorry game.
Yeah.
They didn't play. Louisville played bad.
Man, terrible.
They only put up 24 points.
Honestly, the ACC could have been in real trouble this past week.
Very much so.
If Clemson loses that game.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I was tempted to drop Clemson, but Ohio State didn't show me anything either. All right?
They didn't.
You know, they
show me
some. Well, I'm saying Wisconsin is a good team.
Wisconsin's been balling.
At Wisconsin. So that's what made it tough. I mean, look at this was the biggest game for Wisconsin this year. This was their last shot. They had already lost to Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? This is it. This was the other big dog in their conference. And they had it all going. That defense.
The defense is good.
I mean, I was shocked that they were that fast.
Yeah.
Michigan looked like a real team Saturday. Yeah. They were hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. That's what I'm sorry.
Let me say this. Devil's advocate. Does Wisconsin defense look that good, or is Ohio State offense not as good as we gave them? Because they still young. It's like we forgot about how young that team is. Only 6 returning starters. So it's a lot of newbies out there.
But when they turned it on, when JT turned it up.
When he...
That's what turned I'm saying.
It up. But are his weapons around him on that level?
They're still young.
Ohio State and Michigan didn't expect to get that kind of game, or the nation didn't expect to get that kind of game from Wisconsin. And I said early in the year, they better than what folks think.
Yeah, You got to tip my hat to that one.
Cause
I didn't see it.
I saw it. I even said
it.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't think it. Because of what direction LSU went in. You know, I was like, okay, they beat LSU, but LSU went in the tank.
But now,
was it LSU or was it Wisconsin?
But now, how does LSU look?
They're not looking bad.
Exactly. Now we're about to get into sports roundtable discussion.
Here's your SRT roundtable discussion.
Like this one. Love this one. Speaking of Alabama, is there any team that can even compete with Alabama?
No, they might as well be ranked 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And that's the truth. And I'm not saying this from a homer's pick. Those boys look good.
They really do.
I think there's somebody that can compete with them. But, you know, to me, the difference between Alabama and, let's say, LSU, let's say, Ohio State, let's say, any of the teams that maybe came out and you said, well, they got a chance to be good, is that every week they come out with an intensity and a level of play that other teams don't match. And when we see Clemson come out, remember I said they coming out like they're already in the pool?
Mm-hmm.
Nick does not allow that.
Nope.
And you can see it. I mean, because look at some of the games and you say, well, how's this team playing this good this week? And then you saw them last week.
And they look like crap, yeah.
But that doesn't happen with Bama.
No, it doesn't.
And it's a testament to how he prepares that team.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when you look at it, because he's playing a freshman quarterback. He didn't have returning running backs that had played big games last year.
Not at all.
There's
one constant. That's Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And he just will not allow that team. You're dealing with 18 to 22-year-old kids. And everything going through their mind at that time. When we were 18, I mean, our attention span was going, whatever. And you can see it in the level of play all over the United States in different teams. And he can tell them all week about, well, this team, don't take them for granted. Don't take them light. But we see it all the time. Teams come out and just take people. Louisville is 10 times better than Duke.
Yeah, way better.
Clemson shows that Clemson plays down to every team they play against.
But when you play Alabama, he smashes you.
You get in Alabama.
And that's every the time. Difference.
And speaking of that, first question is, on Alabama's schedule, they got Texas A&M, LSU. Who gives them a better game?
I think LSU. Because for one thing, they're going to Death Valley to play them. And I think LSU finally, they have a quarterback now that they can kind of build. They have a playing personality.
You mean they got a quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, he might know where to go with the football. He can get it down.
He can manage.
But he manages the game well enough. And the other thing they're going to have is a fresh Leonard Fournette.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come back for that game fresh, ready. He hadn't played. I don't know if he's going to play a little bit to get tuned up. I would suggest he get a little game action before just going up and playing Bama. So they play a game before that.
LSU does, but Bama has off week.
Right, but who do they play some tune up or some? It's not one of those gauntlet games.
No, it's not a gauntlet.
And that's what I'm saying. Let him play there, get accustomed to getting hit a little bit, and get ready for Bama. Right. So if he comes back, he gives them he gives them a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Something that
and Nick, he has something to prove,
right? And something that Nick says, okay, well, I might have to game plan a little bit for him.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I think they present at least a test for Bama that they've been passing with A's so far.
They will.
And I'm gonna say this because I'm getting my Nick Saban on. It's Texas A&M because it's the next game, right? it's the very next game. And we can't look ahead because Texas A&M undefeated.
Exactly.
They're ranked in the top 6 in the nation. All right. They have beaten good teams. All right. But can they compete with Bama? No. All right. They just don't have enough. But for Bama, the next game, because I'm still waiting for Jalen Hurts to look like a freshman. All right. not have freshman moments, but look like a freshman, where you see it in his face that he's a little bit lost. And Texas A&M, with those two bookend defensive ends, got a chance.
And a defense coordinator, Chavis.
Exactly. Who knows Nick Saban well, exactly, at his days at LSU. So he's going to have those two bookend and what's the name? Hall and
Garrett.
He's going to have them coming. So Jalen Hurts is going to be on the swivel, and we have seen him get pressure this year. He's got his head knocked off and fumbled. He has fumbled a couple times in the pocket. So it's going to be a big, big deal for us to be able to block those two ends. So the biggest game is Texas A&M.
Now, I want to add something to that, and I think, Han, you can verify this. Texas A&M quarterback is athletic enough to give that defense just a little bit of a difference.
Go ahead.
And I agree with what you're saying, that concept. And that used to work against Bama, and D-Will and I went back and forth about the size of their defensive line now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that they're smaller. And even some other
linebackers are smaller.
That right. even they even went down in a little thing that they did, where I heard and what I saw was that the linemen and everybody adjust a little bit smaller. They're faster. They're faster on the edge. And if you remember against Ohio State was able to get to the edge a little bit because Bama was a little bigger and a little bit slower. But Nick has recruited now in two ways. He's recruited athletes to play in a spread now, and with letting Kiffin do that on offense. And he recruited his defense enough to deal with this up-tempo crap. Mm-hmm. See, that used to be the only thing that people would say. Well, he can't athletic quarterback. You spread him out, you can beat him. Well, you could have some success, but if you look at the national championships, it didn't work too much.
Exactly.
But now it's even that much more difficult because he's recruited in a way to even combat that.
And like I say, you don't want to base your game plan off having your quarterback run against Alabama.
Yeah.
Because it's some head knockers out there. And like you say, they are much faster.
Yeah, much faster.
They get to the sidelines quicker, and they don't stop. They run through you. And they got some out for Trevor Knight.
Because he killed him
in 2014 in the Sugar Bowl, he put up his Hall of Fame career numbers.
Yeah.
And everybody got to understand, that was after kick six.
And he was playing at Oklahoma at that point.
And he was at Oklahoma.
IG.
I just want to add that with Alabama, it shows that Nick Saban has changed his philosophy as far as recruiting, like what kind of players he should be getting. Because he and Les Miles were very similar as far as we're going to get these big guys. And we're just going to beat teams. We're just going to beat them down and just be physical. But as it looked that athletic quarterbacks could have a chance to beat them, like, okay, we need to get faster.
Yep.
They're not going to get the big guys that are fast. You're not going to get that all the time. So he went with getting speed to deal with these quarterbacks.
And they still not little boys.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not Terrence Cody big. Exactly. That's what they're not.
All right. So Hancock say LSU. D. Will say Texas A&M. All right, Jewel.
Yeah.
Who made the better argument to you?
Man,
I know, right now,
2 seconds before you asked me, I was really like, I want to say both. But I know I have to choose. Because like as soon as Hancock started talking, I'm like, yeah, like, Fournette, he's got something to prove. Like LSU, they got hit in the mouth by Alabama last year, and they got something to prove right now, and they really want to beat Alabama. So I think their LSU is going to be playing with a huge chip on their shoulder, and that they are going to probably play the best game that they play all season, because I think that they actually circled this game on the calendar before the season even started, because they've been looking forward to it since last year, because they really didn't think they should have got beat like that.
They probably said, we blew a Heisman Trophy chance for Fournette.
Basically.
They didn't blow it. We took it. Hold on now.
This is basically a bowl game for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they're still in the hunt to go to the SEC championship. They still can qualify.
Yeah, still possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is pretty much the game.
Yeah, because we still got three SEC West games.
Right.
IG.
I just wanted to let you know that with Alabama and LSU, both teams will be coming off a bye. So that would normally be like an advantage for like Saban, but if they both have a bye.
Who does LSU play before their bye?
They play Ole Miss on Saturday.
Ooh. Ooh, that's going to be a toughie.
I still wouldn't play Fournette yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Not in that game.
It's been reported that he's been going full speed at practice, and he's expected to play. So he may be out there.
Yep.
Okay, forget what I said.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know, again, you know, bumping this show is something that I don't even have to do. I don't know where you can get arguments or sides of an opinion as we just had. I mean, you was basically buffered.
Yeah, but I'm now leaning more towards D because Texas A&M, they're undefeated. And, I mean, they are really trying to keep their season going. Like, because, I mean, once you lose that first game, you might as well not even try to think about that Final Four, really. I mean, seriously. So, Texas A&M, they may really play them harder because they have more to lose. LSU, y'all really pretty much out of it anyway. So, probably if they get down by a couple of touchdowns, they may go out the sails and they're going to fold over. Whereas Texas A&M, they're going to be like, no, we need to fight because we still undefeated and we not losing. So, that game is probably going to be a dogfight.
Hey, I got my homeboy Kayshawn on Facebook Live said, everybody has a game plan against Alabama until they get hit in the mouth.
And Tennessee had one.
Tennessee was too banged up, man.
Yeah, they were.
They ain't have
I'm
a
not
shot.
Even going to take that from
them. Yeah, they ain't have a shot.
All right, man, let's get to these game balls. Tell what you got on the game balls for the college football.
College football, Louisiana Tech's junior wide receiver Carlos Henderson caught 12 passes, 326 yards, had 27 yards per reception, and he had 5 touchdowns. So, I mean, game ball all day.
Wow.
All day. That's balling. That's straight up balling right there. Yeah.
Well, somebody got to have a quarterback as a game ball.
That's true.
All right, hey, who you got, man?
I got the aforementioned JT Barrett. Barrett was 17 for 29, 226 yards, and only one touchdown. But with his legs, he rushed for 92 yards on 21 carries and 2 other touchdowns. He actually turned the game around himself in the second half and was able to really push that game and make Ohio State stay undefeated in a big, big game on the road for them. So JT Barrett gets my game ball.
Game ball. I'm a homer. Jalen Hurts. He may be my game ball every week until he looks like a freshman. 16 for 26, 143 yards. He didn't throw a touchdown, and he did have an interception. However, he had 12 rushes, 132 yards, and 3 touchdowns. 3. When you're playing like that as a freshman quarterback, when you're able to make decisions, and these aren't designed quarterback runs. These are him improvising and getting to the spot he needs to get to.
What about the long run? That was designed, though, wasn't it? That looked like that was a design run. The one where he went down the right sideline?
Yeah, but it might have been a draw because he backed up to throw and then took off. So I don't know if he just made a quick decision or if that was
planned. He showed more speed than I thought he had. I didn't know he had.
And listen, he runs a 4.65. So you don't expect him to be a fast person. But he showed there. He walked away from those DBs.
My game ball goes to Philip Lindsay, running back, Colorado. They absolutely destroyed Arizona State. He, 26 carries, 219 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Colorado won 40-16. And I don't know if anybody thought Colorado would be as good as they are this year. But, Philip Lindsay made a name for himself this past weekend. An honorable mention,
Vanderbilt.
Man, for real though. No, seriously. Like, for real.
Hey, G, make sure them doors locked for them Georgia fans coming here.
No, for real though. Honorable mention, Vanderbilt, seriously. Like, they just, no, really?
Hey, how you gonna lose your homecoming?
Oh, it's coming.
To Vanderbilt though.
It's coming.
Like, you know, for real.
Vanderbilt say, y'all guys are homecoming. Say, y'all do?
I know y'all not doing the duds part right anymore, but it's gotta go to Georgia for having the audacity to schedule a conference opponent on homecoming. Yeah, it was Vanderbilt, but come on.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. It's Vanderbilt.
It's Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt said, we tired of being here about homecoming.
What? Yeah, they said, we going to ruin your homecoming.
Yeah, keep
on. They going to ruin the homecoming.
Hey, your boy was 0-9 in SEC road games. Derek Mason, 0-9. And Georgia, you let
Vanderbilt beat you?
All right, let's go ahead and get to this.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Please.
Should we give Kirby Smart a pass for this year?
Georgia's system is flawed. Mark Richt shouldn't even been fired now. It obviously is shown. Mark Richt should have kept his job. Kirby Smart should have never even got hired, and we should have kept everything the same. Mm.
This is the same thing I keep saying about all the assistants that leave Belichick,
yep.
The ones that leave Saban.
Yep. Yep.
If they not bringing them too with them,
it ain't going to be
don't
no
get too excited.
They not going to do nothing. They need them big guys with them.
I keep saying it all the time. All I heard was Kirby this and Kirby getting these recruits.
Man,
he
need Nick Saban.
Look, man, Kirby is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Kirby need Nick Saban.
He's an assistant, man.
Yep, he is. He is
and
not a head
coach. He looks the assistant role during the game.
Yep.
He's out on field sweating and jumping and all. That's not the role of your head coach. Your head coach got to be stern. He's got to stay calm in the midst of things, in the chaos. And he in the middle of it.
You're going to have to tread light on this. I know you got a little love in your heart for Kirby.
Yeah, I got some love in my heart, and I'm going to tread light. Now, does he get a pass? I would say yes. And the only reason I say yes.
Greyhound pass.
That's right there.
He's only 7 games into his first season as a head coach. However, the criticism is very fair, okay? Mark Richt won 10 games a year with basically the same team, all right? So, you lose to Vandy on homecoming.
Ooh.
You're down 45-0 to Ole Miss. And listen to me, I don't care. You're not in the SEC, an elite team, and go down 45-0 exactly. to anybody.
For real, man.
See, that's the same way you're saying that, the way I feel about Florida State. Same way. And you're saying you prove my point.
Yeah.
You don't lose like that when you're an elite program.
Nope. To anybody. You never go down 40. So the criticism is fair, but does he get a pass? Yes, because we got to give him a chance to get a year under his belt, go out and recruit, come back, and then put a product on the field.
Okay.
He has a NFL running back.
I'll give him that for his opinion.
But it makes sense, though. He has the talent. The talent
is there.
I don't want
to shut his opinion
down. he is not ready. You got to give him a chance to get ready in that position to do it. He's never done it before.
They hired you as a head coach. To get ready.
They hired you as head coach. What you need to take a whole season to get ready?
Nick Saban went 7-6 his first year. Nick Saban went 7-6 at Alabama his first year.
They don't know about remember that.
Okay, that's my point.
That part right there. So hey, what are you talking about?
You got to give him time. Give him a chance to do something.
I don't like this. Okay. We got to keep talking the way we talk.
Go ahead.
The thing with Saban was that he came to Alabama. Oh, he had won a national championship already. Yeah, he had won a national championship.
Yeah.
He was successful at LSU. Exactly. He had been a head coach already.
Mm-hmm. So that means he shouldn't get a pass for going 7-6 because he's been there and done that. Kirby should get a pass.
You're talking with reason. We talking like we
spoke. Right. He over there being reasonable because he's from Bama.
Hey, man, I told you I had to tread light.
The seat on fire.
Yeah, get the pitch.
His seat on fire.
Exactly. I did say you're going to have a little love in your heart.
I got a little love.
And we hear it.
I was reasonable. The criticism is fair. He deserves everything that y'all said about him. It is earned because he has lost games on coaching mistakes, not on the field. It's been clock management, like last week, and it was
jump ball at the end of the game.
Exactly. Tennessee, you got to knock. So it's been coaching mistakes.
He's moving defensive linemen to the offensive line because they can't run the ball.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's his fact now.
That Goodwin boy last year was a better wide receiver than last year.
He's a rookie coach with a rookie quarterback who.
D-Will, you starting a freshman?
Well, he's better. He's better.
Damn. Who's ranked number one?
You starting a freshman.
Your boy's ranked higher than Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so then your best wide receiver
is six inches tall.
That's what I'm saying. So he needs a chance
to get players in.
They got to
give him a chance to get some players in.
They got a pocket wide receiver.
Okay, I'll give you that. He needs a recruit.
They got
a recruit.
They got a pocket out there playing wide receiver.
Stop it.
Not pocket.
Stop
not
pocket. Pocket. They got pocket on the field.
Pocket
players.
I definitely was.
They got pocket and running routes.
Can you tell them who pocket is for those?
Pocket is my 4-pound Yorkie.
Little pocket is a purse dog that was out running routes in Georgia.
Yes. Shout out Pocket. What up?
What up, Pocket?
So now, and then just to throw a little more flame on it, the brother of a receiver that goes to Alabama, who is off the hook, Ridley. His brother goes to Georgia.
Yeah.
And did anybody know that?
I knew it. But he hadn't been seen.
Does Kirby know?
No, I don't think he knows.
Does Kirby know?
No, that's who don't know. We know, but we need to tell Kirby. You got his email or his phone number?
All right, we good.
Listen, I'm setting up an interview with Kirby Smart. He's going to have to come explain himself.
Please.
Exactly. See, you got any more to add to this?
These schools need to stop looking at the hot coordinator at the college.
Yeah.
On the college level. Like, if you want to get the hot coordinator, look at the NFL. I think they should look in the NFL to get these guys, because I don't know.
We on both sides of the spectrum here on the SRT, because we hate recycling. We always say, why do they keep recycling these same dudes? You flop somewhere, you get another chance there. You flop there, you get it. So at some point.
I bet that boy Purdue don't get him.
Yeah, he about ain't going to.
I bet you he didn't get
him. No, he done.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel where G coming from. But you also don't want to see the same people getting opportunities when they bombed out at the last one.
Very true.
So the coordinator has to get a shot at some point.
Didn't you just say Tom Herman called Georgia?
Yes, he called Georgia.
They need to call him back today.
And they did what?
And they did not take an interview. They interviewed one person. Yeah, they didn't even do the Rooney Rule.
They had Saban tunnel vision.
Exactly.
Like, who's Saban working with? Let's get him.
They wanted to be mini Alabama. Yep. And we've seen that with the South Carolina coach right now.
Yeah.
Muschamp.
Yep. He was a Saban protege.
He sure was.
Went to Texas. Thought he was going to get that job after Mack Brown. It waited too long. So he left and went to Florida. Bombed out. Now he's at South Carolina. And granted, he has absolutely no talent. That cupboard is bare.
Right. Yeah.
All right. But what is he going to do? So we got to give him some time, man. Let's give Kirk. In 365 days, after week 7, we sitting here and Georgia's sitting at 3-3 again. We can rehab this conversation.
But the thing I'm saying is, you cannot tell me that Georgia doesn't have more talent than Vanderbilt.
Oh, way
they
more.
Do.
So see, that's what I'm saying. You cannot lose to Vandy, especially on homecoming.
Nope. Yeah,
you got all them old former queens coming back from homecoming. Right. They come and you lose.
That's why I'm putting a lighter underneath his seat.
That's what I'm saying. You can't
lose that game, y'all. Out of all the games this season, though, why are you going to lose that one?
Yeah, you can't lose.
Should he have a for sale sign in his yard?
Not yet.
Now,
I'm going to tell you.
Just list it.
I'm going to tell you. Now, he mess around and go 5-8. Or 5-7.
Then you got to show some
signs.
That's
going to be a problem.
That's
my point.
That'd be a problem if he only wins 5
Seriously.
Games.
But you got to show life. And I'm not seeing
I don't
the
see life.
Life
either. Like, I don't see them getting nowhere.
It's one more problem coming. Let them lose at Georgia Tech.
They will. At the rate they play
now. They still got their three biggest rivals on their schedule. Florida. They still got Florida, Auburn, and
that's
Georgia Tech.
Well and he need to try to win all three of them games
but
for real.
But if they lose to Georgia Tech.
That's going
to
be the major problem. And if they lose to Georgia Tech, he probably going
to
get fired.
It's going to be problem and repercussions.
Well, they lost to him last year.
You don't even have.
And
he's gone, right? You right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All so if they lose again and he just lost the homecoming and you lose to Tech again, bye, Kirby.
Wow.
Blowtorch underneath your seat.
I tried, Kirby.
Kirby. He over here fighting for you, boy.
They have Kentucky, too. If they lose to them, I don't know if he makes it to the Georgia Tech game.
But Jesus,
yeah, if he loses to Kentucky, he won't make it
I
to
was
the
trying
Tech.
To say somebody who actually could play some football. March Madness ain't till next week.
All right, real quick. We've already touched on it earlier. We've already know that Houston is not going to the Big 12. So, real quick, yes or no, Tom Herman out of Houston?
He's gone. Slim and none, and Slim already left the building.
Hey, goodbye.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago I was saying nah, but now bye. He flying out of there, boy.
And it's all about moolah.
Yeah, he about to get paid.
I, he,
I think he can continue to build Houston if he stays.
But you got to to win a national championship at Houston.
Yeah,
he has
that's
to win
not about to happen.
Every
game,
yeah,
every year.
To, yeah.
His, margin no of error is this small.
And then you're not getting a check.
Right.
So what's the point?
Right.
So,
and Houston already said they cannot continue to pay like they paid this year to support and then get the facilities.
Yeah.
All the everything they did to try to make themselves, you know, look like a Power 5 team.
Yeah.
They don't have that budget.
Yeah, he going to be out the door.
Well, where's he going? The Notre Dame job.
It's a lot of places.
Oh, he'll be in LSU.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like to see that.
It depends. I'm telling you, the domino to me is if Urban leaves and goes to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's the
domino. That would start everything.
If Urban goes to Notre Dame, he's going to Ohio State.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
Woo! But, boy.
I don't even see Urban doing that, though.
Because
of Notre Dame.
I see Urban doing it.
I know it's a dream job, but I'm just saying, like, if it opened up, like, today, he would leave right now.
If JT Barrett ain't coming back,
he's gone for sure.
Because looking at this, JT Barrett, number 3 on the Heisman watch now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He should be.
But
like you say, Urban is smart, all right? He understands. Jim Harbaugh just stepped into this league. Wisconsin's looking like they got something building. Let me go over here independent where I can make my own schedule and skate, because he's going to have the national backing behind him like he has never seen before, because Notre Dame is already America's darling.
And they got their own TV contract.
It'll be more money, too.
And it's way more money.
Major money.
Herman was the top recruiter at Ohio State for Urban Meyer.
See, and that's the reason he would go there, because I was just sitting here thinking that we were talking, what's a better job, Ohio State or LSU?
Ohio State, because he doesn't have to play the schedule of the SEC.
Exactly. I understand. Exactly.
But if
that's amazing.
You don't have to play Bama, period.
But still, he don't have to play the entire SEC. When you got to play the entire SEC, you're going to lose to the majority of them teams in the SEC.
Right.
With LSU, that's the only major school as far as recruiting in Louisiana. So that's my point. Everybody in Louisiana.
Yeah. See, LSU's a great job. We're not denying LSU's
Saturday,
a great job.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, he got to go around the SEC. It's different than going to play Indiana and Northwest.
They play Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See,
that's different. That's way different than having to play the SEC
Now, if you put up LSU's schedule against Ohio State's schedule.
Saying, come on.
That's right. He would rather take that easier route to win a championship than go down there and have to play SEC teams every week.
Just got put up with some.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Boy, that sounds more like the hot roundtable discussion, because, boy, that was hot. Whew, boy, I hate to end that. Plus, the beat is bumping. But we do have to get to a sports update and a break, man. This is, this is going on, sports roundtable, man. Check us out every Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give us a call, 404-603-8770, and sports update coming up with the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the Sports Roundtable Show. NFL news, Eric Decker, wide receiver for the Jets, just had hip surgery. He has a 6-month recovery time, and then he will have surgery on his shoulder with his rotator cuff. A quick stat line for Eric Decker. He caught at least one touchdown pass in 14 of 18 games that he's played since 2015, and is fourth in the NFL in touchdown receptions since 2012. He may not be ready for the start of the 2017 season, but he will be back at some point in 2017. NBA news for you. Chicago Bulls and Milwaukee Bucks have made a trade for Michael Carter-Williams for Tony Snell. Mark Gasol, Grizzly star, Saturday night he injured his foot. He suffered a bone bruise, but they said he'll be playing for the season opener, so it's not as bad as they think. Anthony Davis, New Orleans Pelicans, is looking for a personal assistant. He actually posted an ad for it on Craigslist. He actually sounds like he's looking for a body double. The ad says, looking for someone to help me out so I can focus on getting ready for the season. Job duties include dry cleaning runs, meeting with fans and doing media interviews, some ball skills preferred but not required, able to move around town and keep a low profile, preferably 6'5 or taller, good dresser, unibrow or heavy eyebrows a plus. Please send photos. Thanks, AD.
Dead serious.
He's really serious. He's expected to be ready for the season opener after his ankle sprain as well. Also, NFL news for you. Monday, Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval signed a stadium bill into law. Raiders owner Mark Davis was in attendance, and the Raiders' Vegas move decision is expected within 6 to 9 months. But many prominent owners and power brokers at the league office would prefer the team to stay in downtown Oakland, and the NFL continues working behind the scenes to find a new home for the Raiders in the Bay Area because of the larger television market and because of the wealthier economy. So you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on WWE AM 1100.
All right, man. Thanks for tuning in for the first hour of the show. Billy Milner, hey, man, Tom Herman is out of there. It was consensus over here. $4 million ain't going to get it, bro. Got to shout out Sonya G, first-time listener. She's a Cowboy fan, too. So.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh,
go, youngins!
Yeah. All right, first hour of the show is over. When we come back for the second hour of the show, we got that FanDuel report. The water cooler report, and we go talk some NFL, and guess who's going to get a starting job this week in football? Boy, check that out, and boy, we'll be back for the second hour of the show.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
You are listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's Sports and Entertainment Radio Network, a service of Beasley Broadcast Group. Take us with you wherever you go. Download TuneIn or iHeartRadio on your mobile device. WWE Hapeville.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. And over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Hey, H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
1100 a.m.
That right.
We got Tiff. Hand in the building, H.O. and
what
Coach.
Up, up?
You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in, never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been ballin' since Space Jam. New logo like the L.A. Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk. Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. SRT crew in the building. H.O. Tiff, D. Will the Colts, and the sports superhero. And my main man, G. Money, behind the glass, pushing them buttons, doing this thing. First hour of the show was awesome. We had some hot topics. We was going in. We've already given the job, given away a job, said Tom Herman will leave Houston because the Big 12 just nutted up, basically. Yeah, so. Shout out to Facebook Live. I see y'all watching. Thanks for tuning in. If your first time listening, shame on you. But we do appreciate it. If you want to call in, please do. 404-603-8770. And the question of the day, Facebook Live, question of the day. Which sport are you enjoying the most thus far? NFL, or college football. Let us know what you think, and while you're doing that, we got to get to my main man, Hancock, with the FanDuel Report. Get your pens and paper out.
And now it's time for this week's FanDuel Report.
What's up, my FanDuelers?
There it is.
What's happening?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We're going to start right here talking about the best value from last week. That was Odell Beckham Jr. Odell, $8,300, got you 36 points and 36.2 points for Odell Beckham. Your perfect lineup for last week was Case Keenum. Case got you 30 points at quarterback.
Did you hear that?
30.54. God, and he cost you an average of $6,500.
And Todd Gurley couldn't even give me a touchdown.
Nah, I'm about to talk about him in the water cooler.
Please do.
At running back in your perfect lineup was LeSean Shady McCoy. Got you 33.2 points with a value of $8,200. The other running back was $5,800 for Jay Ajayi, whatever his name
is. That's it. You hear?
33.2 points. And he cost you $5,800. Again, the aforementioned Odell Beckham Jr. at $8,300 got you 36 points. Kenny Britt at $5,800 got you 29.1. Brandon Cooks came in with $7,500 and got you 27 points. Rob Gronkowski, 25 points with an $8,400 tag. Will Lutz, kicker, $4,500 with 13 points. And Philadelphia's defense rounded it out with 14 points. Studs for this week. Well, let's talk about last week. Best stud I gave you last week was Cam Newton. Russell Wilson kind of was okay. The aforementioned Gurley didn't do anything. DeAndre Hopkins, I think, had 11 points, and Kevin Benjamin had 10 points. So, anyway, nothing to brag about.
The only thing was
Cam Newton. This week, the studs I want to give you for this week, we'll have Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan gets you.
You're on plan.
I got a plan. Quarterback of $8,700.
Finally.
He'll be playing against the San Diego Chargers. Their defense ranks 25th overall against the pass, and they've given up 10 touchdowns.
It'll be a shootout.
Yeah, so it will be a shootout. Also, Tom Brady, who's playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't know if you know it or not, Pittsburgh's defense, pass defense, is ranked 31st against the pass.
And they got Landry Jones starting.
Right. They haven't given up a lot of touchdowns, but being 31st against the pass, he'll probably give up some this week.
Absolutely.
Julio Jones will be the pick at wide receiver, $9,200, playing against the aforementioned San Diego Chargers, 25th against the pass. A.J. Green. He'll be playing against the Cleveland Browns. They're 27 versus the pass, and they've given up 16 touchdowns. There's a handcuff you might want to take this week at running back. Spencer Ware and Jamal Charles started to get a little more time. Charles, $6,800. Spencer Ware, $7,000. They're playing against the 17th-ranked defense in the New Orleans Saints, and they have given up 11 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Values for the week. Marcus Mariota, $7,900, playing against the Indianapolis Colts, ranked 30th overall against the pass. Wow. Although they've only given up 9 touchdowns, but 30th overall, Mariota should have a field day. Cody Kessler, another value pick. You might say with the Browns, but they're playing against Cincinnati. Cincinnati is ranked 19th overall, have given up 14 touchdowns this year. Kirk Cousins versus Detroit. They're playing Detroit. Detroit has given up 17 touchdowns, and they rank 24th against the pass. And surprise pick that you might want to take a flyer on, Jaquez Rogers will be playing this week. We already heard the muscle hamster is not playing for Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So Jaquez might be a good play, and he's playing against San Francisco. San Francisco is the worst rush defense in the National Football League. Mm. They've given up 9 touchdowns, but they're ranked 32nd against the run.
And he had a good game a couple weeks ago.
He did. So look for those as your value plays and your studs. Put them in, see what you do, and holler at me next week.
I got an email for you. I got an email, and I was told to ask if Ben is not playing, should they take AB out the lineup?
It's hard to take a player like AB, Julio Jones, those people out, because they can take a 5-yard pass and hit the head on the goalpost. So it's hard to say, you know, just say, those are people I call nuclear weapons. They can go off at any time.
Right.
You know, AB might even take a punt back. Mm-hmm. So right. I can say to you, I would not take him out of the lineup. You know, Landry Jones, he's been in the system now a couple of years. You know, Squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Who knows? He might have a decent game.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it out of the season.
It's too much of a risk to take out a player like AB.
Okay. In daily fantasy, that might not be a good play. But in season-long fantasy, you got to leave him in.
Unless you got something good on your bench, you know, maybe. But honestly, myself, I wouldn't take him out.
Yeah, he's their go-to guy. Yeah. Like, so if the dude wants to just close his eyes and throw the ball in the air, he's going to throw it in Antonio Brown's direction.
Right. Yeah. Daily fantasy, I probably wouldn't pick him up because he's going to cost you a lot.
Right.
But in my in a league, a year-long league, you can't bench him.
Right. Okay. Well, hope Chuck gets somebody there because I need to email him back if you're not listening, so.
Keep him in, Chuck.
Yeah, keep him in.
Keep him in, Chuck.
Yes, I'm telling you, he might take a punt back.
So Billy Milner says, we beat Oklahoma, but we can't get in.
No. Who's we?
No, you can't. Houston. You lost to Navy. All bets off.
For real, you lost to Navy, dude. Navy. You're done. Come on.
You know, Billy.
That's worse than losing to Vanderbilt, yeah, right?
That part.
Pretty bad.
Come on.
Navy's pretty good this year.
Come on, G.
Man, you can't lose to Navy.
They're better than Vanderbilt.
Yeah. But you can't lose to Navy or Vanderbilt.
They still running triple option in Navy.
Come on.
They're like 4-1 or 5-1.
Come on, who have they played?
But they Navy, though. They don't really play nobody.
On, I mean, they're at least a step above Vanderbilt. It's not Vanderbilt.
All right, Billy. They said lost the Navy, so.
This ain't we out of the world, baby. Yeah. This ain't that type of
I mean, if it was like Coast Guard or if it was Coast Guard University or something like that, then it might be a problem.
The Navy is the Coast Guard
University. I was about to say, isn't that bitch? Might as well be.
They lost their All-American quarterback last year, so yeah, they should not be winning.
Hey, thanks, Ann, for the FanDuel. And Chuck, keep AB in the lineup, man. No matter who quarterback, just keep
AB
him
in there, man.
Because he might take a punt back or something. So.
And Billy, since Houston out, we'll take you over here at Bama, baby. Bandwagoners are allowed. Go on, jump on this thing and become a champion.
I can't stand you.
Every week. All right, man. Now it's time to go into the break room. And let's see what the Jewel of Sports is talking about at the water cooler.
Now it's time to find out what they're talking about around the water cooler with the Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to the Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. This Water Cooler Report is sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right, y'all know I like to spend my time at the water cooler because I'm nosy. So, Major League Baseball and Under Armour. Y'all know Under Armour is trying to take over the sports world. So, they have reached an agreement with the MLB to be the league's exclusive uniform provider beginning of the 2020 season. This is the first time Under Armour has held exclusive uniform rights for a major American sports league. The company is apparel provider for colleges, including Maryland, Notre Dame, and Auburn. They also produce workout apparel for the NFL scouting combine as well. Top athletes that currently have deals with Under Armour, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, Warriors guard Steph Curry, Washington National star right fielder Bryce Harper, LA Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, and golfer Jordan Spieth. They actually made a push last summer to become the NBA's uniform provider, but lost out to Nike, of course. So in 2020, the MLB uniforms may look a little different if they decide to put their Under Armour twist on it.
See that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Can't wait to see.
What they gonna have on, compression pants?
Look, you got to be such a hater. Anyway, NBA water cooler talk. Derrick Rose's game rate trial has finally come to an end. He and his boys, his three friends, they were on trial for basically trespassing, sexual battery, and battery. The woman that Derrick Rose used to date was suing them for $21 million and saying that she did not have consensual sex with them. The three friends did say that they had consensual sex with her. Their lawyer depicted the woman as a liar who tried to sway the jurors through her tears and get at Rose's fortune. They claimed she was angry he dumped her and that she set him up to take his money. The woman's lawyer called the men sexual deviants and said they conspired to rape her after she was drunk and incapable of consenting to sex. The jury of four white women and two white men reached a verdict after 3 hours of deliberation following 2 weeks of testimony. And Derrick Rose and his boys have been cleared. He even posed for pictures outside of the courthouse with the jurors afterwards and said he is ready to put all of this behind him.
That sounds like a jury of your peers, don't it?
Right. If they want to take pictures of you at the end.
Four women, two men, all white. That's a jury of their peers.
And New York media go eat him.
Come
up.
On, man.
New York media go where?
But in that I case, win. In that case.
It win, it's fine. Yeah. He, you got to win.
Yeah. In that case right there, though, the hammer was they hired a lady to help this girl with her sexuality. She was uncomfortable with her sexuality. So they brought this woman in to help her loosen up. Now, reports are this woman, you know, showed her. She was giving out lap dances to all of the men. The girl was the alleged, well, the liar now because they're not guilty.
Right,
the liar.
Right. Yeah.
She was giving out lap dances to each of them as this woman showed her how to be comfortable in a room with multiple people. And she performed acts that she was showing this girl how to do. Those acts on these three gentlemen. So how are you raped if this was a planned thing from the beginning?
Right. Damn. It's because the way she woke up in the morning and she felt disgusting. That's,
but they it's even reports her coworker said she came to work the next day, no issues, showing her pictures from the night before. Like, had no distraught, like, hey, I had a bad night. Was really, really calm about it.
Because when she tried to call Derrick Rose that weekend, and he blocked her number and said he didn't want to have nothing to do with her. She's like, oh, my gosh, they raped me.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Text message.
They had to be the stiffest lap dance ever. Then. Jeez.
Robotic.
Right. My last water cooler report for you story for you is, okay, we've been talking about, we basically talked about the water cooler. There are five NFL players who have completely fallen off this year.
Uh-oh.
And I'm about to mention five of them that were discussed at the water cooler today. Jason Witten, Dallas Cowboys tight end. Right now his nickname is Ghost because he has started all six games, has 28 receptions, but 42 targets, only has 274 yards, no TDs, and only is averaging like 4.57 fantasy points.
Because he can't run.
Garbage. Cam Newton, the emotional roller coaster. His completion percentage through week six is 57.78.
Mm.
The only quarterback with the worst completion percentage is the dude leading the league in interceptions at 11, which is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Mr. I'm going to hold out for a contract. Yeah, he's only playing better than him. Todd Gurley.
Wow.
Was awesome last season. This season, he has 119 rushes for only 346 yards, and he only has three TDs, making him the only one of 29 running backs in the NFL with 50-plus rushing attempts who is averaging under 3 yards per carry.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
and
just...
And it's shown in fantasy.
I mean, garbage. I have him on one of my squads, yeah, and he's garbage.
He on the milk cart, and they looking for him.
Yeah. Missing. Gone missing.
That ain't Case Keenum fault.
Man.
Vanderbilt got him.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that one. All right, I was never really high on this guy, but the media treats him as if he's Mr. Consistent and Mr. Reliable. But Carson Palmer... through week six, he is leading the league in fumbles with six and has thrown five interceptions. And they don't look so great. Like, they don't look like that team I thought they was looking like last year. So, yeah, he's falling off too. And the number one person we were talking about falling off, Julian Edelman, wide receiver. Yeah, for the Patriots. I mean, because, yeah, Brady was suspended the first four games, and that's like his best friend. But he has not produced, he's not been producing at all. He has the second fewest yards per game of any receiver with 40-plus targets this season.
Whew.
Don't I know.
I got him on one of my teams, too. Garbage.
I told y'all to pick Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, just they like those. So those five guys have really fallen off this season.
Yeah,
from
those five have fallen off bad.
And I'm
trying to
say,
hold on to he and Brady get their magic back.
I'm trying to hold on, too, but I want to drop him.
One weekend, it's going to
they're going to snap.
You know, that offense is built around the tight end. And with those three tight ends they got, they getting a lot of balls.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's hard
and he like
to go
Bennett.
Outside.
He like Bennett.
He loves him.
Yeah.
He going to find a way to get Edelman involved.
Yeah, he going to have to because they're going to take away those tight ends at some point.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's a wrap on your Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
Hey, I love that water cooler report. That was an awesome top, well, awesome worst five.
Yeah, like, is it top worst?
G, you agree?
Yeah, pretty much. six fumbles from Carson Palmer. That's a lot for a season for a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. He's only done it through like what, six games.
Yeah. Yeah. He got little hands.
He got little hands.
All right, man, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. You already know, we jump to the game ball, NFL roundtable discussing, and we're going to get some off our chest later on in the show. You already know, Sports Roundtable, keep it locked.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, done, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
I'm the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd.
And you got Hancock, the sports superhero.
And I'm D. Will, the coach.
Check out Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on WWE 1100 AM, where we give sports information and we do it in an entertaining way.
We provide live sports updates, sports reports, and breaking news.
And the best daily fantasy fan dude picks in America.
And also the hottest topics with the roundtable discussion and the top-notch interviews when you step in the coach's corner.
Again, check out Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew each and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. only on WWE 1100 AM. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
we're going to build a wall for you.
Our favorite hashtag,
We Know Sports.
Welcome back. Have a seat at the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on AM 1100.
Here's your SRT Roundtable discussion.
Complete Matt Ryan, Tevin Coleman, in for a Falcon touchdown.
You definitely going to have to change that sound bite to pass interference. I can't believe it. That was a pass interference.
Let it go.
That was a pass interference.
I think you better let it go.
He trying to hold on to your
looks
love.
Like another ATL TKO.
Even though I'm a fan.
Oh my God. You just.
I'm sorry.
Disgusting. You know what? I was going to make Richard Sherman my get off the chest, but I have no respect for him no more.
Yeah. He got toasted.
He was on the sideline busting like a little baby.
I mean, worse than Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. Just having a tantrum.
Yeah, tantrum.
Goodness.
Piss me off with that, man. Anyway, all right. Game balls, NFL. Dude, what you got first?
I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota, man. I got to because I've had him on one of my fantasy teams. Actually, I had him on two of my fantasy teams, so I'm in three fantasy leagues. I dropped him in one and kept him in the other, but I have never put him in. And the boy gave me 33.8 fantasy points this weekend, and I still had him on the bench. So, he passed for 284 yards and had three TDs. And, like, he's just – like, he's finally – I think he's finally finding his stride again, and hopefully that he can continue it. I don't want to see him just be a flash in the pan. Like, I like Marcus Mariota. I'm a fan. I want to see him do well. So I really hope that he can continue this stride and continue to play well.
Slick Money be happy.
Yeah, shout out Slick Money. What a black
Oregon baby.
Oregon baby.
All right, hey, who you got?
I'm going with ODB.
Uh-oh.
Odell Beckham Jr. He's just like a pregnant lady. It was coming. It took time. It was 9 months. He gave birth this week.
And he got married.
But it took a while, but he exploded.
He's so finally. Lame.
Man, he is.
But dude, a beast, man.
He's a beast.
On the field, between the lines, if you can put up with, you know, his, you know, acting like Little Rich, cool. But
I got a question, though.
I mean, the man is a beast on the field.
But my question is, how much thought do you think he actually sit at home and puts into, what am I going to do tomorrow in the game when I score a touchdown?
But what,
what he's done is
he softened it. Now the media kind of, they're being a little more soft with it. They love it. They love it.
But here's the thing. Okay, they love it. He went and proposed, blah, 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 blah. But then you go and make the bonehead mistake of taking off your helmet, which cost your team 15
yards.
But he was throwing his hand.
He knew it was going to do it. He was like, yeah. That's why he's like, I don't even care. I'm taking my helmet off.
But you put your team.
Put them in a bad spot.
Because they still could have lost that game.
They really could
have.
They really could have.
You know, you can't deal with everything.
You know, you can't keep saying this youth. Sometimes you got to grow up.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. He's no longer young.
It's okay until you start hurting your team. You start hurting your team.
And if they would have lost that game, this would have been a whole different story.
If they knew New York, they'd have been on it.
Man, they would have been
roasting. He's still being, like he said, he's being, like, targeted as far as, like, officials are going to pay special attention to him. And I think that the thing with the net, that joke was over a week ago.
Yeah, man.
I think it was just get attention. So that was my only gripe.
It's
with
over
it.
In our neighborhood, but you got to remember, we look at things different in our neighborhood than.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in our sports, in this room right here, we still talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if he hadn't done it, it wouldn't, like. It wouldn't have mattered. But like, no one would have really thought about it. Like, why didn't he do anything with the net this week? Like,
right. But you listen to the other people that have voice. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they, that was really something there. So, what is he?
How awesome is that?
He's playing. He got to play the game. He's playing the game.
Yeah, gotcha. That's all it is. What's the game ball?
Oh, man. I'm close your ears, Falcons fans. I'm rolling with Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints.
Slinging it.
465 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. He did throw an interception, but he's looking. Let's just go back to Drew Brees' career. Started off in San Diego. Mm-hmm. We say he was too small. He had the shoulder injury. We said he was going to turn into a water pistol. He goes to New Orleans, resurrects his career, and then we say what? He's over the hill. His time has passed. He comes out and he throws for 465 yards. He's still in the top 5 passing in the NFL this year at 36 years old?
Yeah.
Hey, man, Drew Brees gets my game ball.
He's remade pretty much the whole wide receiving
club. Everybody. He doesn't have
He don't have the same guys at all.
He got rid of Jimmy Graham. He got rid of Colston. He got rid of his core. Yeah. And he's still slinging it.
And he's been the Miami Dolphins have been kicking themselves about Drew Brees for the last 10 years.
Oh, they should still be forever.
Because they picked Dante Culpepper over him.
Yep.
Well, good point, G.
San Diego's still kicking themselves, too, because they got rid of him, and he went to New Orleans and got a championship.
Yep.
So, Phillip Rivers, he can sling it, but he won't.
He ain't
winning.
He ain't winning when you need to win.
Yep. All right, my game ball goes to Shady McCoy.
Balling, y'all.
Listen, man. Buffalo, ever since they fired their offensive coordinator, is leading the league in points differential, and this guy is the reason why. 3 touchdowns, 140 yards on 19 touches.
Oh, wow.
Whew.
And you know why he had incentive this past weekend, right? He was playing against Chip Kelly.
Oh, he sure was.
And he went.
He was very boisterous against him when he left Philly.
Yep.
But I heard he pulled a muscle in camp today in at practice at the leader field. With a hamstring.
That's not good.
Update.
Yeah.
And isn't this his second game this year with 3 touchdowns?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Balling. Yeah, he been balling.
Yeah. This week, look for the chip on your shoulder to be what's Minnesota Vikings quarterback.
Sam Bradford.
Bradford's going back to play against Philly this week.
So he probably going to snap off.
That'll be the
pick
chip.
Him up.
Yeah, that'll be the
Appreciate
chip on
that.
The shoulder this
Let
week.
Let me go ahead and grab him real quick.
All right, those are it for the game balls. You know, let's not even get into this Falcon talk.
Well, you gave enough already.
No, we're getting into it. We're getting into it.
Why you want to get into it?
We're getting into it. He ain't finna skip over this. We got to talk it, man. They played well.
They did.
They showed some, like Hancock said earlier, showed resilience.
So this. Let me just start off by saying this. To go into Seattle, down 17-3, we know, based on history, that's a 30-10 game at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And the weather was poor.
Yeah.
Set out the DW for, he almost had the game. DW almost picked it right. For Matt Ryan, and I don't know what was said to the offensive line at halftime, but they started blocking. And I have to give it up. They've shown me, I'm like you had, they showed me more in this loss, armed robbery, than they had in any wins that they have this year.
I agree.
And the defense is actually getting better. Now, Robert Alford.
Don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
You know, Harris, I know you're down on him.
Listen,
the problem with him is he panics at the end. He covers all. He's always there.
And he turns and finds the ball.
But he
always touches somebody, though.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he might.
But if he had a bigger name, the flag wouldn't come out, Harris.
True.
Richard
Sherman.
If he had a bigger name, it wouldn't come out.
Very true.
I understand. But this is the thing, though. This is the thing. He's on pace, this is fact, to shatter his 23 pass interferences from last year.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Well, you got to understand also.
He's on pace.
He's on pace. Really?
But I just, put it in perspective, though. Oh, you got Trufant on the other side who's a lockdown. Yeah. So he's getting thrown at a lot.
And every time I see him, he's man to man. He by himself. They every time.
And he needs somebody to help him.
They not helping him. They not playing all the time help. For him. So he out there.
Because Keanu Neal is up on the line of scrimmage most of the time.
Listen, this is my thing, though. You don't have to give up the penalty.
True.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
I feel you are.
Don't.
There's a lot of plays
but
that
and
we
most,
watch.
Most of them are on third. It's like giving four outs in baseball.
But it's like they throw the flag on him regardless.
Yeah, it's like he can't do anything.
I see a lot of stuff that's kind of questionable that the flag doesn't come out.
Very
with
true.
Him. They reaching before the play,
before
Mac
gets right. before
they
the ball get there. Yeah, they anticipate.
Let me say this, and then we can move on. When the announcers on TV say that, well, they knew they could throw it off because he has a tendency to get penalties. That lets you know right there that there's a problem.
I think it's more rep too, but because a lot of them I watched and I said, well. What is he doing?
Definitely.
Everybody's getting away with stuff.
Right.
They get away with holding. These calls, they can make after 5 yard contact call.
Oh, man.
Almost every play.
Oh,
almost
they seriously play. Can.
They can do that almost every play.
Yep.
But
absolutely.
They don't. But yeah, they do it to certain teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, now Alpha, don't get me wrong, he's not the saint. He's not the best, whatever, but. I mean, you got to let them play, man, too. I mean, they sometimes,
yeah, they throw
the
flags quick on him, man.
On certain players, they don't.
But he's
let
made
play.
Big plays this year. You got to listen. That defense
would
be,
trying to hear
if
all
you
that.
In the wrong position.
He has a pick six to win a game.
Hold on, let me
pick
say.
Six to win a game.
What you said a squirrel, a steak, a trash can get a steak every once in a while.
Come on, man. He's not a trash can. Do not go that far. Robert Alford is not a trash can.
Dang, Horace, really?
Hey, look, he got some cornerback skills because he's always in the pitch.
He's always there.
Maybe on PlayStation. Maybe they won't.
It ain't like
maybe they won't throw the flag on PlayStation.
But let me ask you this: at least he's there. We know we saw what was the boy that used to play with Philadelphia, who was always behind, running behind somebody to the end zone. What was his name? They got from Oakland 2 years ago, years ago.
With
the crazy name.
Nnamdi Asomugha.
He was everybody's homecoming.
They put him in the man to man, and he just went to being at old least, girl husband.
That's what I'm saying. At least Robert Alford.
He's scandal husband
like,
now.
He sure is. Like, for real, that's exactly what happened.
All right. So to be honest with you, I'm giving Alford too much energy at this point. So I'm gonna leave Robert Alford.
Robert,
you're not that bad.
Not that bad.
You ain't that bad, Robert. Don't let him do you like
call
that.
This man awful, trash can.
Right.
Come on.
You ain't that bad. You just need a little bit of help.
You told me not to bring up the pass interference anymore.
So
I still got some frustration.
So you're taking it off on Robert Alford.
Robert Alford.
Yeah. Go ahead, G. Yeah.
Now, before you get to the pass interference call, what about on the there was a first down late in the fourth quarter, like under 4 minutes to go. Atlanta had the ball. First down.
Being aggressive.
They run a slant to Julio Jones, and it bounces off his hands.
Yeah.
That's all Julio.
Yep.
That was all.
But why call that play? Why call a pass play when you have Freeman and Coleman?
You
got to
stay aggressive. Because if you take
–
if you're up and you're up 1 point, you take that ball and you run it straight into that Seattle defensive line three times, that's 3 times in punt. They had a timeout, so they would have been a stop at once. Then they had a 2-minute warning. Now you're sitting at third down. Now you run off a couple seconds. They still getting the ball with 2 minutes left.
But they're
that's Seattle.
They wouldn't have a short field that they did. They just needed a field goal. I understand if you want to try to score, but they can't score without the ball.
True. Julio just got to make that play, period.
Julio made that play. We're not having this conversation.
Yeah,
exactly.
You think it's more on Julio for missing that pass or play call?
I love the play call.
Oh, play calling was wonderful.
The play
calling
was great.
That's something we don't see enough of, to me, is that a lot of people in that situation, they just come out and run the ball 3 times.
Right.
3 times in punt.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well, they did. They threw a couple of short passes.
They threw every
I understand that, but on first down in that situation under 4 minutes to go and you have the lead,
yeah,
use the clock.
I see what you're saying, G.
Seattle was looking for them to run the clock.
Exactly.
Who else would you rather throw the ball to?
Then who
if you're going to throw it to your guy.
So, right. Now, that's a first.
I don't know about that situation.
Now,
though.
That's a first down. If he catches it, it's a first down.
I understand your
point. If it was a third down.
That's conventional.
If it was third and short and you call that, that's fine.
Right, but it's a first down. I'm with him.
Use the clock.
I'm with him.
I like the play call.
I understand the angle you're coming from, but in that position, I think you have to stay aggressive because Seattle's defense is going to stop you that three times.
We only had 40 yards rushing.
Exactly. All day. And they're going to stop you. And like you say, they had a timeout left. They had the two-minute warning. They all after the interception, they drove down and scored. So you really had to keep playing football. And plus, momentum was on our side. We scored 21 points in the third quarter.
They hadn't stopped the play. They hadn't stopped Julio all day.
I can't really argue with the play call.
Except right at the end.
You can look at hindsight and say, man, maybe they should have ran it. And I understand. Because that's normally what football is.
Yeah, it's conventional football.
You try to make the team use their timeouts and try to get that first down.
A little dump off to the running backs as a running play probably would have been.
They had done that the first couple of
the
plays.
The first play was that. The first play was a pass, like I said,
main issue was calling that play on first down instead of like using the clock. If it was like third and short or something like that and you call something like that and they get an interception, that's fine. I mean, you're trying to win the game, but. I didn't agree with the call.
All right, real quick. What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers?
Garbage.
They want to say Olivia Munn, but maybe it's just the deal with the devil's over. I don't know.
Everybody says Olivia Munn.
I think the Green Bay Packers system is messed up right now because they passing game look like crap. They running game look like crap.
That's the point.
They
right
defense
there.
Look like crap.
They can't
everybody.
Run the football.
Like, they can't do nothing right now. Right. They cannot stop the run at all.
They're one-dimensional and they're relying on it. And the thing about Aaron Rodgers is, and what gets me is when he throws and he's off balance and throwing off one foot and making the plays and all that, you know, they claim – any other quarterback does that, they talk about his mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And I yet to hear that back when he was completing passes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever said
this is not the way you're supposed to throw the football.
Never said it.
And you can see a lot of times he just whips the ball from
sidearm.
Right. Yeah, that's sidearm.
Underhand.
And that's fine when it's being completed. But now let's talk about it. His mechanics are bad.
They are. They always have.
And it's not working. That's what the problem is. He's not playing quarterback.
He missed an open touchdown to Randall Cobb.
But he overthrew him by 10 yards.
He was wide open, though.
When your mechanics start failing, and you called me, you sent me a text the other day talking about Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And what I told you was he has that curse.
Yeah.
The curse is when you are better than everybody else
on the field.
You don't have to prepare the same way. You can cut corners.
Michael Vick syndrome.
But after the thing starts to slow down and the things start evening out, then what made you set you apart isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you don't have those mechanics, you don't do everything the right way from the beginning, you don't have that to rely on. And that's one thing that I think him not playing quarterback, you know, setting his feet, going through his progressions right, now that's coming home to roost.
And plus he had turnover on the offensive line. So with turnover on the offensive line, you cannot run the ball. Your number one receiver is coming back off injury. Randall Cobb is he's a good number two. All right? So when you don't have you – and that defense just – point blank period cannot stop running.
No, they can't. And then they just picked up Nile Davis from the Chiefs.
Yeah, because they don't have any running.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like they really are trying to find themselves right now. They lost.
Is Ray Rice gonna get a 10?
He might.
Why not?
Call him. He working out still. I will pick up the phone and call him.
Ray Rice gonna get a 10?
Why not?
Unless they join the California Penal League.
There it is. Yeah. He might play in the San Quentin Bowl.
Yeah, he's not playing in the NFL.
Come on, y'all.
I think he deserves one, but he won't get it.
I think he deserves to get back in there.
Hey, everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah. I agree. Hey, man, that's it for the NFL Roundtable Discussion. It was sponsored by Jesus Cars. If you're looking for a used, new, or a pre-owned car, please contact my main man, Jays, at jesuscars.com. Check the website for inventory. You can call them at 770-496-0339. If you mention Sports Roundtable, SRT, hell, you can even mention my name. You get a 10% discount on your first on your down payment. Woo! How about that?
That works.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no pool.
Bankhead Legend.
Bankhead Legend got that pool.
All right, man, let's get to our last sports update. And when we get back, we going to get it off our chest.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your final sports update of the night with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the Sports Roundtable Show. NFL news for you. Dez Bryant is already injured, but he was at home making some soup and cutting carrots and cut his finger. They said that the injury is extremely minor, but he was at practice today catching passes with the tips of his middle and ring fingers taped together because he sliced his fingers cutting some carrots and making his homemade soup. Now they are questioning if they should hire him a personal chef.
That's why they got the Campbell soup commercials.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant ain't cooking no soup.
Oh, no. I can tell you what he was using that razor blade for.
Oh, moving on. The Panthers, you know they're struggling right now, Carolina. Yeah. So they know they're playing terrible this season, and they want to add some new blood to the team. So they have worked out 14 players. They're in the process of working out 14 players. So you may see some new blood on the Panthers team before the season is even close to being over.
Crazy.
Yeah. WNBA all first team and second teams were announced. Now, when I announce these names, you tell me who missed it from this list. First team, WNBA MVP Nenika Onwumike was the only unanimous vote to the first team. She joins Tina Charles from the New York Liberty, Maya Moore, the Minnesota Lynx, Elena Deladon of the Chicago Sky, and Sue Bird from the
she
Chicago
gets no
Storm.
Love, man.
From the team. Seattle Storm. Second team, Angel McCautry from the Atlanta Dream. Stewie from the Storm, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury, and Jewel Lloyd from
what
the Seattle Storm.
What is going
Storm.
On?
That's what
are
I'm
you
asking.
Serious?
Who's missing?
Listen,
who missing, D? Thank you.
Wait, listen.
Yo,
how is she not
first or second team, though? First or second team?
You got Stewie?
First or second team. Candace Parker did not make first or second WNBA all team, y'all.
She has done something.
She made somebody hotter than fish grease.
Was she the first one to basically go overseas, really, and make money?
It wasn't her.
Taurasi did that. She the first million.
Tamika Cooper. Tamika Catchings.
Cynthia Cooper.
I'm sorry.
But now I'm saying I think Taurasi was the first one with the million-dollar contract.
Taurasi was the first one with the millions.
Then I was wondering, did she go during the season first and say something or miss some games?
She did.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
She did, Hancock.
I think she did it first.
Not this season. It was like a couple years ago. It was like a few years ago. She decided.
She was the first one to decide that it was better.
But the Olympic team and everything.
That's what I'm saying.
They shut her out.
An example of
so blackball.
Yeah, basically.
Look, man. Look, she is better than a lot of people.
Eight people on that
list.
Seriously.
Then you leave her off the Olympic team. Come on, man.
Like she left off of all the important stuff.
I think it's something to do with that.
And Ogumake is on her team.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Big H.O., the Cubs playing right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I need you to hook me up with a score because I'm afraid to look.
4-0 Cubs.
Yes! Yes!
They scored.
Exactly.
They scored.
Bottom of the four.
The bets are back. Go, Cubs.
Must win game. 4-0 Cubs. Bottom of the fourth. One out.
I have not watched one inning.
Me either. Of any baseball.
You finished,
I've seen highlights.
That's a wrap for your final sports day of the night with the Jewel of Sports on the SRT Show. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on WWE AM 1100.
Well, must win.
Hey, when you say must win, do you think the other team knows it's a must win and relaxes?
No, I think they know.
No, I'm saying, do you think the other team is like, I can relax, I can give one away?
Nah.
Not when you're about to go to the World Series.
Nah. Baseball, baseball is the only sport you can do everything right and still lose.
Yep.
Well, you can do that in basketball, too.
Really?
Yeah. Baseball is more random. Yeah. It's more random. In basketball,
you can have a no-hitter and lose.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy in baseball, I'm telling you. So, all right, man, thanks for the last update. Now is our favorite time. Time to get it off your chest. I had to put this phone down for this one.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to
say it with your chest.
I just want to dance.
Well, I'm going to have to cut this and let my Facebook Live listeners hear this. Boy, we are jamming.
Yes. Y'all been in here grooving, yo.
Absolutely. Listen, what I got to get off my chest is I'm going to have to use a disclaimer first.
Uh-oh.
I mean this with all sincerity, with a little tongue in cheek, but with all seriousness. So I done covered every base. Shout out to Big Bar Cigars. We had Cigar Saturday this past weekend. And some guys talking about my Falcons. They Falcon fans. You know, they talking about what's wrong, how they can help, what they need to do, and things of that nature. And, you know, things got a little...
A little heated.
A
little amped.
Yeah.
Now,
I had to pull out my trump card.
Oh, my, really?
Yeah.
Donald?
And I said, and I told them to listen to the show, because I'm going to say it now. If you are an Atlanta Falcons fan, and you are not from Atlanta, and I am, and this is my town, I get the last word.
I can't argue with that.
Simple as that. And more importantly, I got a sports show on the platform that I can say it on.
Yeah, now them ain't shots. That was a bomb.
So, once again, if you're a Falcon fan and you are a migrant
transient
to here, don't make me feel like no visitor.
Ooh, ba-boom.
I get the last word.
You might well call names. We call names on this show.
We call them out. What they name is.
I'm just saying.
Hey, G, what Kevin Hart said in the middle? Say it with your chest.
So, shout out to the folks who came and supported us. But I'm just giving it to you straight, man. If I'm in your town, you get the last word. You in my town, I'm a greater baby. This is how we do it. I get the last word. We out. Peace.
You know what? I've been having an interesting week. And since I've been having an interesting week, and I've come across some new people that I told to listen to this show, I'm just going to keep it clean and say God bless y'all and have a nice day and have a nice week. And I'm moving on. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I can't even go in right now. Because I can, but what I need to say, the people that I told to listen might be listening, so I might as well just shut up. So shout out to the new listeners. Yeah.
Hey,
we might need to cut this segment and put it on the website. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, only thing I got to get off my chest is I'm so sick of this targeting rule in college.
Oh, it's the worst call ever.
I mean, they have made football now. You don't know where to hit people, how to hit people.
Might as well put flags on their waist.
Yeah, I mean, and they come in the most inopportune times of games to keep drives alive. And then you see certain other plays where it should have been something, and they don't call it. So, I just don't understand what targeting is right now. It's that and the catch. They made football too technical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gotten away from being football.
Did someone hit that Penn State kicker again?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Now, he was out last game from the hit the week before.
That's why you ain't see him.
But I'm just saying, man, it's just... It is right now, it's hard to really play football.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They, you know, it's all because of the concussion issue and all this.
Understandable.
And one of the dumbest rules in college football right now is if your helmet comes off, you got to go out of the game.
Yeah, for one play.
That's so weird.
Why?
Like, seriously, you ain't take it off. It came off.
Put the helmet back on and strap it back.
The play's blown dead, too.
Exactly. Yeah,
someone's helmet comes off.
Like, he's got time to put it back on.
It's
like.
The craziest rule.
And then also, if you do get charged for targeting, and say it's in the first half.
You got to miss.
Oh, it's in the second half. You got to miss the first half of the next game.
That makes no sense at all.
What sense does that make?
None.
And it's all off a judgment call. Yeah,
That's just like suspending Draymond Green for game five, and you didn't even call a tech on him during the
game.
That part right there.
Huh, but I ain't going to say nothing about that.
Yeah, we don't move on from that, huh? Jeez.
All right, D-Will, what you got?
Well, y'all know last week I started my Netflix run because they gave me 1 month free, so I got about 26 more days.
So he on there clowning.
You know? So I'm watching everything. I'm binge watching everything. So if you do have Netflix, I suggest you go watch the show The Get Down.
Good show.
It is executive produced by Puffy. All right.
And
it's
Nas
about
too, isn't
it? Nas also. It's a lot of people that got their hands in there. A lot of them. But it's about the beginning of hip hop in Bronx, New York, 1977. And it takes you all the way through the Bronx riots, up through the blackout, and all the things that were going on, and actually showed you where hip hop was originated and how it came about. Like, a lot of people know about hip-hop, you don't stop. But they don't know all that came from disco. And it breaks it down to how the DJs, because we know back in the beginning of hip-hop, DJ was the main show. The MC moved the crowd. The Rhymesmith was just the person to keep the crowd going. But the DJ was the highlight of the show. And it actually does show you that during that. And I suggest you go see it. And if you hadn't seen it, it's been out for a while, go check out the movie Dope. That's a real good movie also. All right, go check that out. It's on Netflix. But that's what I'm getting off my chest. And I think I got 2 more weeks of this, so get ready for more Netflix coming next week.
There you go. All right, G-Money, sound like you want to get something off your chest.
Yeah, finally.
I know. Glad to have you through the whole show.
I've seen this in department stores a lot, and it's just really strange. I don't know if I should be saying it because I don't have children, but for parents who are pushing their kids in the stroller and the kids' feet are dragging on the ground, that kid might be a little too big for that stroller.
And
if he could talk in like full clear sentences, and you talking about going to school tomorrow
and open wiping his own behind and everything.
Probably too got big for that stroller.
Probably got a mouthful of tea and still breastfeeding.
Ouch!
Or walk around.
Ouch!
Or he walking around with a baby bottle. I'm gonna get one more thing on my chest real quick.
Can I say something before you start?
Yeah, I want to get it just off on my wife.
All right, go ahead.
One of her teacher friends got a 2-year-old, and he wear high heels and carry a purse.
Oh,
stop.
No. Stop.
Well, I got something better than that. My homeboy on Facebook Live, good friend of mine, we go way back, Mr. Dez Robinson said, "Well, you're 26 days up, get at him."
Oh, you got me?
He just said.
I need to be hooked up too. If you're hooking people up with the code.
All I need is the email and the password.
Yo, hook me up too.
What's
I
his name?
Listen, all you got to do, listen, he says, tell D. Will to get at me when his 26 days are up. He said, got him. He just said,
hey, Dez, I got you, folk. Follow me on social media. It's coming in a minute.
There you go.
Well, since he don't want to give it to me, you can give it to me.
I got you.
Dez Robinson.
What up, Dez?
What up, Dez?
So he a lawyer listening anyway. But man, listen, man.
Oh, he a lawyer?
Yeah, lawyer.
Oh, he know.
No, he said loyal listener.
Oh, I was going to say, he know how to get it in for real.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is a wonderful show. I don't even want this thing to end. I got to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. Jay's Used Cars, Smart Seal Security, Blunt Power, and all of our loyal listeners. Real quick.
Let me give a shout-out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout-out to all the loyal listeners. Shout-out to my dad, Al Boyd. Thanks for your support, Pops. Shout-out to my fiancé, Terrell. I love you. Shout-out to my SRT crew. Y'all my homies, yo.
Shout-out to Master G for helping my wife when the car stopped.
There you go.
Follow me on social media. I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach K as in King in the number 9.
You can follow me on social media at G Plays It Cool and check out my podcast by the time you hear this on iTunes.
There you go. And with that being said, same time next week, you already know Sports Roundtable. Let's get it, Han.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
You already know your main man, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead, RIP Mom, RIP BC. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
women, y'all better watch out for Trump. He don't ask no questions.
Woo-hoo! Just grabbing you.
And we out. Peace.
See ya.